The private sector has been challenged to increase participation in providing educational services. This is to ensure that the youth graduate with skills that will enable them to participate effectively in the global information society. This came to light at the just-ended NEPAD eSchool Initiative Conference held in Accra. Roslyn Kanyaglo has the rest of the story.
The conference offered a platform for participants to identify the challenges in implementing the NEPAD eSchool project. Some of the challenges are lack of electricity in some remote areas, inadequate ICT equipment and funds to maintain them. A representative from the Teacher Education Division of the Ghana Education Service, Reverend Emmanuel Dadibo, said the development of ICT is an intensive project which government alone cannot handle, but a shared responsibility, hence the need to involve the private sector. In his submission, the Chief Executive Officer of the Federation of West Africa Chamber of Commerce and Industries, Chen Ojalu, said, education holds the key for development in every country. Without it, there is no future. This is why a feasible cost model is needed for schools to be financed by banks and other leasing companies for ICT equipment. He said, success stories from other countries can be replicated in the process. In a presentation, an education expert, Geoffrey Jelly, said the educational system must be overhauled to fit into the new paradigm of learning. He asked that the ban on the use of cell phones in senior high schools be revisited, since the mobile phone is a piece of technology that can help in e-learning. Some participants at the conference shared their views with Radio Ghana.
The concept of making it possible for schools to get access to computer labs and also to use ICT to teach our students properly is well handled. And if only we follow through with what we've discussed here, I think it will be far better.
If I hadn't come, I would have lost a great deal because the whole program has been worth attending. In fact, we even never knew that you have to register our ICT centers and all these things. But we've been made aware that you have to license them.
One thing that I've really learned is that the emphasis on ICT should be first focused on the teacher. Because if the teacher is trained and he becomes literate, he will be able to take the children through the ICT tool. So instead of giving laptops to basic school children, the teachers should first be considered.
This conference has been insightful, and for those of us who were born before computers, I think now we appreciate it more. And we believe that if we are able to get sufficient computers for the training of our students, I think it will go a long way to help with the critical thinking that we are teaching.
Participants in the conference, ending that report by Roslyn Kanyaglo.